Good evening. This is Conspicuous with a member podcast reply to another member's podcast reply of his original podcast, True Americans, Foreign Language Signs, The Assassination of the English Language in Your Face. Very, very harsh. Very harsh subject there. I disagree with the points that True American makes. I'm an immigrant myself. I come from the Dominican Republic. I was born there. I came to the United States when I was around 6. Pre-K and kindergarten, it was in a bilingual school. Like, you have to learn English. Like, it's the standard of living now these days. Is you need to know English regardless where you are. And if you come to America, it's pretty much needed. Basically, signs and stuff like that, it's more of, I'm from Washington Heights in Manhattan. It's pretty much Dominican Central. Another little foreign footprint in American soil. That's true American will look at it, but it's more of a cultural community, more like it. These signs, they're put up. I see them in my neighborhood very often. It's usually put up for people who are fresh to the country, who don't really know that much English, and it's pretty much for their advantage, because when you come here, you don't know English, you pretty much won't know where you're well, you'll end up at if you don't read where you're going. End up in a bad area of town and end up mugged, robbed, killed, God knows. But I don't see it as something that infringes upon an American's American freedom or their feeling of being American. And this is my country, and you shouldn't be putting up foreign signs, learn the language, or get out. That's the kind of feel I'm getting to American. I know he's been in Spanish speaking countries and he understands Spanish people per se, but it's not infringing upon Americans' way of life, any way or form. It's more of an assistance to those who are new to this country and don't really know English that well. And trust me, if you're here in America and you don't know English, your main priority is to learn it if you're trying to make something for yourself. Or yeah, you pretty much need to know the language. A necessity, otherwise you won't get a good paying job, you won't be looked upon highly, you will be passed off for various things. So it's not like they're trying to set up shop in America, like, this is our spot, we're gonna claim it, this is our land, whitey stay out. It's more of we're here, we need some sort of signage or some sort of our own native language to coordinate what we have to do or identify certain locations. I don't see it past that. And you're saying the biggest fear is you feel that this will somehow change your American culture. Well, American culture is pretty much shaped every day by all cultures, really. It's the melting pot, especially New York City, I guess, in different areas where it's more suburban-like, where you're away from the inner city or city, period. You don't see that, but if you're like, America's pretty much an abundance of cultures all wrapped in. That's the beauty that it makes America. You come here because it's something different. It's not something in your homeland. You have an opportunity to do tons of things. Yes, Americans were the first to settle here, but if you go back, they really didn't settle. They took the land over from the original settlers who knew were there before them, but it's a cycle of life there. But I don't see foreigners setting up signs as some way of their small takeover plan, like preparation one, create signs, preparation two, force the locals our language, etc. But pretty much it. I just wanted to give you my point of view of things. I don't think anybody's expressed it the way that I have, so just want to throw that up there and signing out.
Bye.